All right, welcome back to the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
Brought to you, as always, by the Montgomery Agency, Jim Tharp and Company, selling real estate in the Huron area. So if you have any real estate needs, go out and see Jim Tharp. I'm sure you've heard their commercial during the break. I'm sure everybody sits down and just intensely waits for us to come back on after that commercial break.
Right.
I wouldn't know why they would leave.
I don't know either.
They're glued to their radio.
Yeah.
Or they might be in their car driving and they can't get out.
They're stuck.
They're not switching over to music or anything. So we appreciate you listening to the Mike Moore Show. We were talking about Trump tariffs.
Yes.
And the trade war that's going on. And I don't understand a lot about it. But it did. You said it did impact prices of grain and
absolutely.
Beans.
Absolutely.
I guess for other reasons, but I don't want to get too political. But
right.
But South Dakota obviously is a huge supporter of President uh-huh. Trump. We're an agricultural state.
Mm-hmm.
You, based on your expertise, you say this is probably negatively impact most farmers in our state
in the short term.
In the yes. short term, but long term, it looks like it might be better. Is that
yeah.
that's what we're hoping
yeah,
for?
Yeah, I think that's the idea. Is to play a little hardball, President Trump's favorite game, and hope that that gets us somewhere in the long run. So, I think if you would go around and take a poll and ask local farmers, they'd probably say the same thing, that, they're just kind of hanging on, hoping that this thing sorts itself out. And it's a short-term thing for sure.
And what do you think the gain? What's the end game for farming? Is it's because really what the tariffs were putting on are imported goods from China.
Right.
Anything you buy is generally from China.
Right.
You have to shop around not to find something from China.
It's yeah.
trinkets and things that we use every day, and we buy those things fairly cheaply.
So the idea is basically, not to bully other countries, but to motivate other countries and to motivate ourselves mostly to shop local.
So it's kind of a bigger issue. It doesn't really directly have anything to do with farming. It's more of manufacturing jobs. Instead of U.S. companies paying American workers, they send that work over to China and
yeah.
they can get a product manufactured cheaply over there and then ship it back and then sell it to the Americans. And that basically takes Americans out of jobs. Is that kind of the...
Yeah. And also, the basic economical values of supply and demand too, like the United States supplies way too much grain than we have a demand for. So
right.
that's why it's an issue, specifically for farmers. And, steel, there's all kinds of different areas of that. But yeah, the general consensus would be to promote business and jobs and
right.
in our own economy, which is important. So
well, right. I think that's important. And the Huron area, the same thing, is that it would be good to our unemployment is very good.
It is.
But our wages are suspect.
They are.
I would say that our what we're paying people to work is really not.
Which will get better January 1st.
Why is that?
Minimum wage is increasing. By a whole 50 cents or something.
That's right. I think it's going up to what, 8.50?
9.10 or something.
9.10. All right. So so there you go. We're going to get better and the minimum wage is going to save us all. But yeah, let's not. Let's not get too political.
Yeah,
now.
Let's not. Okay.
All right, what are we?
Let's talk about domestic violence.
Yeah,
month.
It's October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month every year, and I think it's a great month to think about domestic violence and what it means, and really have some awareness out there. The Jaminolas Family Safe Center has just put on their annual fundraiser. It's the big fundraiser of the year. You're
yes.
in charge of that.
No, I'm not. I'm
what.
I am in charge of You Own the Night. I do like the Dweebs concert. That's my jam. That's my baby. The BBB was more like my mom's thing, Jan's thing, Cindy's thing, Trish. The ladies who have been around forever, that's their bread and butter.
All right.
So, but it's always been the biggest fundraiser for the Jaminolas.
I thought you were like the MC. Like you're the big.
Well, they just make me get up there and talk. I'm just the face that walks around and smiles at everybody. That's what Jan tells me.
So you're the face that walks around and smiles. But that was this past Saturday.
It
so
was.
Last Saturday. And, we didn't talk about it. We didn't promote it very well on the show last.
I know. I was going to maybe try and convince you to do our show a week early so I could plug it a little bit. But there was so much going on last weekend anyway. But, yeah, it was good. We had lots of auction items. Numbers were down a little bit. But I did some Facebook Lives, too.
Oh, yeah.
Something different to try and get people, to see what there is out there to bid for. And I did a Facebook Live of our performer and speaker, which I'm very excited about, and it's still on Facebook. So if you have not went and heard Haley Steele's story and listened to her perform, you should do that. She has quite the story of her own domestic violence experience.
And is that on the Jan Manolis Family
Safe
Center?
It is. Facebook? On the Jan Manolis page, and then I also, a lot of the advocates have shared it onto our personal pages
too. We should share that on the Beautiful County State Attorney.
Yeah,
page.
That'd be great.
Let's get that on there. Sarah, if she's listening.
Yeah, Sarah.
Let's get her. I mean, what's she been doing?
I don't know. Right, but Haley's story is really cool. She's my age. She's from Madison, and she moved to Nashville and auditioned for The Voice in 2011. And in 2012, she was picked to be on Christina Aguilera's team. She was on the same season as Raylan. A lot of country music people will know. Uh-huh. She's a super young country music star right now, up and coming. And they were both eventually eliminated, moved back to Nashville, did continue to do the singer-songwriter thing. And Haley actually co-wrote Boyfriend with Raylan, which was like her first single. So she's done a lot of songwriting stuff. But in the last year, she released the song called Live Wire, which was her story of her own domestic violence relationship. So the fact that, you know, she had country roots, that she's from South Dakota and out there, you know, doing big things and dreaming and also able to tell her story was what really drew me to her. And she's an amazing person. Her story is awesome.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So check that out. Get to somebody's Facebook page and see what was going on that. I think that's, it really is a great story. And it's a good reminder of what Domestic Violence Awareness Month is. You know, it kind of brings that message home. The awareness is out there. I mean, it's been a lot in the news in the last couple of years. I don't know that it's all good, but it's in the news. You know, awareness, I think, just is up because people know what that term means.
Right.
But I don't know if you have a lot of buy-in yet.
I mean, are we going to get into all that?
Yeah, let's get into
okay,
it.
Okay, so
here we go.
Let's just cut to the chase. The one question that I cannot stand, whether it's Kavanaugh, whether it's Bill Cosby, whether it's, you know, Joe Blow down the street. The one question, why did they wait until now? Why are they just saying it now? Makes my skin crawl. And I want to just sit down and write a book called Why Did I Wait Till Now? You know, Haley said something this weekend that kind of resonated with me and brought me back to the whole, you know, I know Kavanaugh was on your list today. So,
yeah.
But she said in her relationship, she was dating a guy that was in a band for another female performer in Nashville. And the whole Nashville movement right now is like, you know, empowering women and standing up for each other and, you know, getting paid the same and getting all these shows and everything. And when she told her story and started to be truthful about what had happened to her, a lot of people kind of pushed her to the side. And, you know, either even the woman performer that was employing, you know, her ex at the time, Haley said she was kind of just like, I felt like I was in this place where I couldn't say anything because I hadn't made it yet. I wasn't famous. So nobody would listen to me. Nobody stood up for me. And they're just all, you know, continuing about their lives, acting like nothing happened. And so when people say, why are they just waiting until now? It's because nobody takes it seriously. And there's been this stigma on domestic violence and for speaking up and for women standing up for themselves in general. And 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago, people didn't talk about it. That's not something, you know, if you were raped or abused, it was a sin. It was something, it was your fault. You know, that's why people don't say anything. So when they do speak up, to immediately say, well, she's looking for attention, or well, she's looking for a check. Maybe not. Okay. Right. Maybe not.
Right. No, I
do some research.
I agree.
Maybe. I think, but maybe not.
They really get, that's something that needs to be talked about, and people need to understand it, be open-minded, listen to what the facts are,
yeah,
and what the, you know, what the research tells us, instead of listen to the pundits and the negative people,
right,
and people that have agendas other than supporting the victims of that crime,
right?
You know, and let's take another break. We're coming up to 10 minutes, and we'll talk more about domestic violence when we come back. It's it's really a good topic. As we said, October coming up here is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So there's going to be a lot of activities. We'll talk about some of that.
Yeah, your office always does Yeah. Good stuff.
So get out there and participate in this as a community, and make this aware, and maybe we can get this stopped and protect these victims of this crime. So you're listening to the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.